David believes the Exclusive Brethren is a cult, and he's critical of many things the Brethren do and have done. He's an accountant. He says he has a theology degree and grew up with the Brethren until he was 16. Here he tells our reporter Kate Tebby how that happened, and as you'll hear, the story involves a revelation with a radio.
I left because it was discovered that my father in particular, I have to say with my encouragement, was by no means towing the Brethren line.
So you didn't tow the Brethren line?
No. Back in 1965, something in that area, the Brethren dictated that it was right and appropriate for children of 13 upwards to be able to preach. I was one that had a fairly strong mind and had decided that a lot of what the Brethren were doing at that point of time, particularly in terms of separation and not mixing with people outside the Brethren, was totally wrong. And in fact, I continued when I had the opportunity to preach against that. And at the age of 15, I was dismissed to Watford, and I had been stopped preaching. I went to Watford and started preaching again while I was on holiday there. They didn't know about my, shall we say, ban. Came back home, and it was known that I had been preaching and was still ruffling a few feathers. And the Brethren came to my father's house, and myself, my father, and my mother were there, and started to question my father as to what control he had over me. And my father had basically stayed there because of his mother and the fact that my father's had polio since he was late 20s, and had been supported by the Brethren through that and felt a form of loyalty because of that. But at that meeting, when the two priests were present, I seized the opportunity to encourage my father to indicate to them that he too was not happy by producing the radio that we had, which we shouldn't have had, and one or two other items.
You outed your dad.
Oh, yes, indeed. Indeed. The Brethren left, shut us up. My father said thank you to me, and we were kicked out within 2 weeks. My father still talks to me. He still has some fairly ingrained in doctrine views in respect of some of the Brethren teaching, which clash with mine. But nonetheless, he is glad that he is away from it. The sadness is the fact that he, like I, and obviously my brother, we have probably as many as 100 cousins inside, and we have neither had contact with nor seen most of those for 35, 40 years.
The greatest concern that people have expressed to me about the Brethren is the upset and the breakup of families. Is that your biggest concern?
Yes, I think that would be the biggest concern. Christians should be one large family. We are all from different denominations, but that in no way is correct in terms of breaking up what should be a community of believers, and the Brethren do not see it as that.
So how different has the path that you've led since you've left, how different is that to what the life you would have left if you'd stayed in the Brethren?
Oh, for a start, I would never have been allowed to go to university. I'd never have been allowed to qualify as an accountant. Marriage would have been within the Brethren. The fact that I'm now married to a Russian woman would horrify them. I'm free to enjoy music, I'm free to read whatever literature I want. You know, God has given us free will, and he's given us a set of talents. We should be free to develop that without other people telling us that it is contrary to God's will. The problem will always be the way in which the Brethren judge other people, that the Brethren determine what is good for you. No, God does. Does God look down and see families that are broken up and say that's okay? I doubt it. I truly doubt that.
How do you feel about your life?
I feel perfectly okay with it, but it's fair to say that I regret that in the first 16 years I didn't have the freedom to choose who I could be friends with and actually develop the social skills that one should have had by the time one got to 16.
Do you feel anger?
No, I don't feel anger with them, because it's fair to say that the 16 years I spent with them gave me an extremely strong biblical background, and I had the ability to think it through for myself, thankfully. anger's the wrong word to use. I feel sadness that they break up families, sorrow that situations such as occurred with my sister-in-law, where the only way that she knew that her mother had died, my sister-in-law was out of the Brethren, the only way she knew her mother had died was when someone had the God-given grace to walk up to her and actually say to her, did you know your mother had died? It's sadness, it's sorrow, it's not anger. Anger will destroy people.
Wise words, because anger does destroy people, doesn't it?